Hi, my name is Melissa Ramsey, and my instructor is Instructor Bixler Funk. This is for English 101, Written Communications, Baker University. Week 1, Discussion Forum, Writing Crisis in the Workplace, my forum discussion response. Being an indie musician in the music industry, I often come across artists that don't recognize the importance of written communication. A lot of times, fellow artists feel they only have to be great at being creative, but they really don't have great communication or completely misuse tools. The first example in receiving poorly written emails, either with multiple grammatical errors or just one sentence emails like, "want to do a song." I've had to clarify several communications just because people don't include enough information or misspell common words, which totally changes the meaning of sentences and whatever the given email was. Second, a lot of artists feel in the social media age that the best way to submit music or video to blogs is to tweet the author or post to Facebook and tag the blogger along with hundreds of other people within the post. Last, over this past year, I've had to submit 3 corporate sponsorship proposals to headphone companies, venues, and wireless companies for both financial and product sponsorships. When I was able to successfully obtain them, I had several artists asking numerous questions or how I simply knew what to write down. I believe they thought there was a holy grail, and I had to direct connection until I told them it was just me writing what I needed. I would have to say the idea of the logic being that businesses simply don't care would not necessarily be true. I think that artists are so concerned with getting a record deal and making a great song, making a good project, or a million other things that they've gotten away from the basics of good communication. Another idea I have to disagree with is it being hard to measure your loss due to ineffective communication. For every time that you are in need of an investor, extra capital, or a sponsorship, all you have to do is add up what you're needing financial-wise or product-wise or whatever it is that you're lacking, and right there you have how much you lose because you're unable to communicate your needs effectively. The one question I have is how come copywriting is not more popular than it is? Writing copy for a business or brand is a time saver and also something I found to be a means of extra income. I think that a lot of businesses don't want to spend the money because they ultimately feel they can get around to doing it themselves, or it isn't that important that they communicate effectively to businesses as well as a consumer. They pretty much are convinced that what they're doing is working and they really don't need to step into the new digital age that we have come into in the last 10 years. So it's not really a necessity or a need to them. But they do find out that it is.